You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Miami Marlins with MLB.com's Marlins beat reporter, Joe Fusaro. Joe, there's obviously one big topic that pretty much dwarfs everything with the Marlins right now. It's Giancarlo Stanton. First and foremost, what is his status? What is his situation right now as he tries to recover from a really scary hit-by-pitch?
Yeah, it's probably one of the more frightening moments you'll see on a baseball field. Status is he needs to be medically cleared before he even thinks about coming back and playing. He returned to Miami from Milwaukee a day or so after getting hit in the face. I think it was the next day. He's getting checked basically everything all over again down in Miami just to double-check everything's healing properly, and multiple micro fractures to his face, lost several teeth, a ton of stitches, just to make sure everything's well there, double-checking that it didn't affect his vision, and as well as concussion-like symptoms. Fortunately, on the latter two, he's so far been cleared on that. It seems more in the jaw and the mouth inside of the face that he's sustained the most damage.
It seems like, relative to what could have been, I certainly don't want to say it's good news, but it seems like from some of the scare originally that at least some of the worst fears were avoided. Is that an accurate way to say this?
I would have probably agreed with you a couple of days ago. I think if you're dealing with skull, eyesight, yes, but boy, it was pretty graphic and gruesome, and I don't know what psychologically, mentally, the damage sustained to the cheek. I don't really want to say too much on the podcast how graphic it was, but let's just say that he lost a ton of blood, real severe damage to that left side of the face and the dental area, those teeth. And so, yes, in terms of career threatening, yes. But in terms of what he actually sustained and how bad it is, it was a pretty, pretty bad injury.
There was some talk, maybe right the day after, that he might get in a game this year. Is it safe to say that's out of the question?
I think we're going to know more in a couple of days. I think we're not going to see him in a game as in starting in right field, Giancarlo Stanton. I think if first of all, I don't know if there'll be a doctor that will clear him, because I don't know whether everything from the stitching repair, the swelling, the plastic surgery he's receiving, whether he will even be healed in time. I think, I know he wants to play. That's, unbelievable that he's that game. I think if anything, Matthew, it would be like a pinch hit just to get in the box, even if he didn't swing a bat. A triumph of just returning to the field in the last three games or two games, the last game. But I can't see him on the field risking, even running the bases where he could slide and have, anything come to his face. Whatever doctor cleared him, is going to really be in trouble. So I think it's going to be really, really difficult for him to be medically cleared to play. But like I said, I wouldn't be shocked if there's that kind of heroic moment in the last weekend of the season where he comes out there in a moment of, just to clear his mind, to step in the batter's box again and see what happens. And even if he reached base, he'd immediately be lifted for a pinch runner.
You touched on this some, but what is the organization's level of either concern or confidence or a mix thereof about the sort of mental side of this? I mean, he's obviously a strong guy, a tough guy. He's been through some things, but like we talked about, that's a scary thing to go through. What do they
Correct.
Think about? Do they expect that come next year, this guy is going to be good to go, same as he ever was?
I think so, basically because of how he's handled it. He was on his side, and they were wanting to first move him on his back. He wouldn't let them do that when he was down because he was losing so much blood and he was afraid of basically choking on it. So he basically was instructing him, just leave me like this. And, going in, and Dan Jennings, the general manager, said that he told him, DJ, I'm going to play again this year. The next day or so, he's texting his teammates like nothing's wrong. So I think that, psychologically the signs he's giving and his, you know, seeming to be his old self, you know, save look at the face, you know, is given all the right signals that a full recovery and return is certainly possible. But as you know, I mean, covering this sport and what's going to happen when he's actually in the batter's box? What's, you know, is he going to go forever wearing the guard that Jason Hayward's wearing? Is that going to impair him? Is he going to say, no, I'm good to go and that was fluky and, you know, we'll play as always? So all those are unknowns until we get to spring training.
I'm not generally the kind of person who puts too much stock in momentum and things like that. But with that said, this was a resilient club for a lot of the year. But I got to think this is the kind of thing that takes a lot out of the club. Have you seen a difference in the clubhouse, even in just the first day or two? I mean, was this the kind of thing? Was this as much of a kind of punch in the stomach for an entire roster as it seems like it almost couldn't not be?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And the encouraging thing, you know, their comeback at Philly and then the comeback at New York, I mean, back-to-back days, you know, giving the team something to smile about, you know, with some late heroics. You know, they have Giancarlo's jersey hanging up in the dugout as inspiration. But in terms of, you know, seeing what a teammate, what a friend, what a, you know, beloved figure and a rising star, one of the good young faces of baseball, a sport really looking for, you know, the more Trouts and the Stantons. You don't recover from that. As tough it was to lose Jose, pitchers have Tommy John surgery. But to see that, to be, you know, feet away, to, you know, just to, you know, be there and feeling his pain, knowing, you know, what a good guy he is, you know, and what he means to the clubhouse and to this sport, is you don't recover from that easily. And certainly in terms, you know, there's finally resignation that even if they aren't, you know, the magical finish and they get that second wild card, that any momentum now is going to 15 and, you know, winning, you know, with Stanton in mind and building this thing around him and with him and moving forward.
We'll touch on this more in the next week or two, I think, but this club internally aimed really high and thought that a playoff berth was at least worth talking about. I think externally there were a lot more measured expectations. Do you think if this club finishes a few games below 500, close to 500, contended in September, is this a successful season for them within the organization? Is this a season that they'll look at as successful, or will they be disappointed not to have done more?
There's always going to be that, you know, what could have been. But, yeah, I mean, keep in mind, they played the Nationals 8 times, I think, in the last, 11 games. So if they could do anything to knock them out of the first, you know, overall the home field advantage or you know, do something, win 5 of 8 or go 4-4 and, you know, just, you know, get close to that 500, yeah, I think you're going to see a real level of feeling of accomplishment from a team. Obviously, you have a lot of different players and more veteran players, but as we've talked about before, 100 losses is still fresh on the minds of those who are in the clubhouse in 13. So anything, you know, if they could unseat the Braves for number 2 spot, you know, which is realistic, if they could hold off the Mets for 3, it's still, you know, a club that has lost 90 or more since 11. So, you know, they're not where they want to be totally, and there's going to be a feeling of the season got away that possibly they could have made more noise. But, I think they're going to see this season as a success, barring a complete collapse in the final, you know, 10 to 12 games.
They are adding back Henderson Alvarez. We had talked recently, and it sounded like they might really kind of err on the side of caution with him. Has he just come back really quickly, or is this a case, has something changed in the thinking, or is it just a case where he's well and no reason not to pitch him?
Yeah, I think it's there. You know, I think, you know, whenever you're ready to write him off, he's doing really well in Philly the other night when you didn't know what to expect. You know, this guy is giving you 6-7 innings every time out or more, and, you know, we've touched on before, he's a really talented a pitcher who just goes out there and does his thing and with a lot of flair. And, I think the more innings they get him, the closer they could get him to 200 innings, I think they're going to look at it as, hey, look, you know, 30 starts, 200 innings, these are all part of development as well. And so, yeah, if they have any inkling that he's hurting physically, yeah, they'll shut him down. But he's seemed pretty resilient, you know, much like the team. And he's, you know, if not for a Stanton, would be a serious, like, MVP candidate for this team this year. He's a guy that I think they're looking at to take him all the way to the finish line.
All right. Well, Joe Fusaro, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game streamed live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.